I suspect we have one more before we re-enter technological challenges. We'll have to wait for a warmer period. I hear the beast is warming up over the corner. And I'm not even sure if this was only the earlier ones, but seems to work with the theme. Once they're gone, it should be a serviceable planet. No. We may as well let them finish the job. They seem so bound and determined. Once they've extinguished themselves, there shouldn't be too long a wait until it's habitable once more. We'll use that as fuel and food, if only for the more outlying colonies. Once they're gone, it should be a more serviceable... Once they're gone, it should be a serviceable planet. No. We may as well let them finish the job. They seem so bound and determined. Once they've extinguished themselves, there shouldn't be too long a wait until it's habitable once more. We'll use that as fuel and food, if only for the more outlying colonies. One more before we re-enter technological challenges, and I'll have to wait for a warmer period. I hear the beast is warming up over the corner. And I'm not even sure if this was one of the earlier ones, but it seems to work with the theme. We'll use that as fuel and food, if only for the more outlying colonies. Once they're gone, it should be a more serviceable. Once they're gone, it should be a serviceable planet. No. We may as well let them finish the job. They seem so bound and determined. Once they've extinguished themselves, there shouldn't be too long a wait until it's habitable once more. We'll use that as fuel and food, if only for the more outlying colonies. We'll be right back. got one more before we re-enter technological challenges, and I'll have to wait for a warmer period. I hear the beast is warming up over in the corner. Seems to work with the theme. Once they're gone, it should be a serviceable. Once they're gone, it should be a more serviceable. Once they're gone, it should be a serviceable planet. No. We may as well.